The curious thing about disease and ill health is that that is the major cause, but it's not the only cause. To show that it's a major, we know a lot of people that's been on a really bad diet that is healthy. My brother has eaten nothing but meat and potatoes all his life. He eats a hamburger. He won't even put a piece of tomato on there, a piece of lettuce, nothing. He just hamburger and bun and maybe some ketchup. That's it. But meat and potato, now I grew up on meat and potatoes too. Our whole family did. That's about all my mom and dad liked was meat and potatoes when I was young. And I evolved to the point where I eat about anything now. But my brother didn't. My brother has stayed on that basic diet of meat and potatoes. But the weird thing about it is he's 9 years older than me, which makes him 76. And he's never sick. He's just healthy as a lark. Plus, he has a lot more hair than me, you know. And he's thin, a lot thinner than I am. He was alcoholic. He was alcoholic, and he had to pretty much go in the wagon, you know. But yeah, he went through alcoholic. It was alcoholic a good portion of his life, and he's still healthy. You know, it's amazing. So. If maybe my family's just got a good constitution, which is good for me, hopefully. But I've never known the guy to be sick. And so it's amazing that the only thing I can attribute that to is he just has a great positive attitude, doesn't have a lot of karma, he's not resisting anything. He thinks, as far as politics goes, he's a really flaming liberal, and we argue politics when we get together. So it's... And he's pretty much an atheist, so he's not enlightened. But he is very smart. He can take a pile of junk and make anything from it. If you want him to make him a machine to do something, he can put it together. He's really smart that way. But the thing about disease is we have to find out what the resistance is. Now, when we reach a point to where we want to be cured, if we're at the point to where we're still resisting somehow, the cure is pretty difficult. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about a successful cure. When we had a group, when I was teaching and Artie came into our group, we had a good little group going, and one of the gals' name was Diane, and she had a new boyfriend. His name was Chuck, and she brought him to me, and she says, "You know, I'm kind of falling for this guy, this Chuck here," and they both come to see me together, and he says, "The only problem is he's got a tumor in his lungs, and the doctor has given him about 3 months to live. So, is there anything you can do?" And I says, "Well, we have to find out what the cause is and eliminate the cause. If we can eliminate the cause, then there's a good chance he can be healed." And so I says, "To eliminate it, I'm going to have to ask you some questions. And will you let me do this?" So he said, "Yeah." So I asked him a bunch of questions about how his life was going and everything, and I found what I thought was the problem. He had this ex-wife that he was just breaking off from, and she totally controlled him. She made him give her all the money from his check except for $5, and he was expected to do anything he wanted from that $5 plus buy her a present out of it now and then. And she totally controlled the guy's life. I mean, just totally. She controlled everything he did. He couldn't say boo without her permission. And even though he was finally starting to break through and divorcing her, she still was manipulating and controlling him. And I thought, well, you know, a lot of cancers are caused by suppression. And it's in the lungs that shows, that's the seat of creativity. So she has been suppressing your creativity like crazy. So you have to break totally free from her. break totally free, so she has no control over your life. And Diane says, yeah, she still has a lot of control and influence. She's still telling him what to do, even though he's trying to divorce her. And so I say, yeah, you have to, like, totally break free. When you feel you have totally broken free in both of your opinions, not just Chuck's, but Diane's, come back to me. Okay. Meanwhile, we had an excursion up in McCall, and we all went camping. We saw how ill the guy was. He, as we were doing stuff together, he just passed out, and we thought he died. He just went totally in a coma or something. And we all said a prayer over him, and he come back to life again. And so the guy was really sick. And so after about 6 weeks, I just waited for them to come back. And, you know, every once in a while I tune into Diane. I said, well, is he totally broken free from her? He says, no, she's still got feelers around him. Well, anyway, after about 6 weeks, they came back and visited me, and as he says, I think he's totally broken it off, and he stood up for himself, and I think he's broken free from her. I says, okay, well, then there's a good possibility he can be healed. And so we got together as a group in our next meeting. We all got together in a circle around him later. Everybody laid a hand on his head. And that was one of the few times that I received a strong impression. I received a strong impression that he could be healed. So I commanded in the name of Christ for him to be healed. And at that moment, all of a sudden, he got up and he says, ah! He says, I'm burning up! Ah! And he goes in the bathroom, slaps water on him, you know. Felt like he was on fire. And I didn't know at the time. I was a little bit concerned. I didn't know if he was going to be okay or not. Maybe we did more harm than good. Maybe we're going to kill the poor guy. But I found out later, and I didn't know at the time, that cancer cannot survive excess heat. That heat kills cancer. And anyway, he was really hot. And so he went to the doctor. Then he started feeling a lot better, and he went to the doctor, and they had x-rays a few weeks later. And the doctor was amazed. He said it looked like the tumor had exploded, and it was just scattered. The pieces of the tumor were like scattered and being absorbed by the body. Within a short period of time, the cancer was completely gone. And then he quit the group, and I never saw him again for about 15 years or so. And Artie and I were eating at the trolley house, and I heard somebody from across the room say, hey, you're J.J. Dewey. And I says, yeah. Well, I'm Chuck, he says. I said, oh, Chuck. I says, had that cancer ever come back? He says, no, I've been good and healthy ever since. So that was an example of a healing that actually worked. Now, on the other hand, more healings don't work than do work, because the lesson isn't learned. In that particular case, I was able to pinpoint the cause. The cause was the extreme suppression the guy was going through because of his ex-wife just controlled him. And his soul was rebelling about that being controlled. We don't like to lose our freedom. And he was like a slave to this poor gal who was just totally dominating him. And he had to break free of that. That was a life lesson for him to break free from this. Now, everybody that has a problem, there's something causing it somewhere. There's always a cause. Now, in addition to the spiritual causes, there's physical causes. Diet is a big thing. Exercise is another big thing. If a person is on a bad diet and doesn't exercise, then he's going to be more susceptible. Now, you're going to have certain parts of your body affected by your thoughts. There's going to be certain parts of your body that are weaker than others. Like for me, the weaker part is my lungs. That governs creativity, so I need to keep myself, let my creativity flow as much as possible to keep my health in good shape. When I was young, I had sinus problems. When I was about 14 to 16, I had to have some surgery in my nose to shrink some of my sinus membranes. And at that time, I was determined to overcome that. And the problem with sinuses is affected by ideas. So I was a kid with a lot of ideas that were not able to express them as to the point that I wanted, and that probably affected my sinuses at that time. Now my sinuses are in great shape, so I must be doing all right in the world of ideas now, you know. But the physical causes are there too. If a person maybe is doing all right spiritually, but eats a lot of chemicals and artificial sugars and a lot of too much regular sugar, he'll be a lot more prone to diabetes and a lot of regular illnesses. So even though you have these spiritual causes, maybe all of us, none of us are perfect spiritually, so all of us will have several weak points in our body. And if we have these weak points, and if we take really good physical care of ourselves with good diet, exercise, then we'll be all right. But if we're not, then that weak point can be exacerbated, and the problem start to get a lot worse. So we have to look at all the different areas. We have to look at the spiritual angle, the diet, and the exercise. So the spiritual and the physical together. Now, where the weight is, maybe for a lot of people it's like 50-50. 50% spiritual, 50% physical. With Chuck, it was about 90% spiritual problem, because he had a wife that totally controlled and manipulated him. So he had a really big problem with that type of energy stoppage in his life. And he didn't change his diet at all, but the cancer was completely gone. So it wasn't diet with this guy. It wasn't exercise. It was completely the spiritual angle of him. But with a lot of people, and you watch a lot of people's diet and you see that they're eating a whole bunch of junk, you know, no matter how good their attitude is, there's a good chance they're going to have quite a few physical problems. So if we want to get healed, the first thing we have to do, the most important key thing, is first of all, do everything in our power. Live up to the highest you know is the key. And do everything you can to take care of your health on the physical level. Because our soul expects us to always do everything we can to maintain our health or whatever goal we have. And the same applies with miracles of any kind. If you want a miracle in your life to help you that's not related to health, you first of all have to do everything you can on your own, because that is against the laws of heaven to just come do something for you that you can do for yourself. And so if you say you want to succeed in a business and you say, oh Lord, bring me more customers or bring me somebody that will finance me or whatever, and you're not doing everything you can to make it succeed, well, you're not going to get any supernatural help. You get supernatural help when you've done everything that you can. Now, how do you know if you've done everything you can? Well, some people say, well, I've done everything I can. Well, have you read any book on your problem? Do you know anything about it? Well, no, I followed everything my doctor told me. Well, that isn't enough. The doctors aren't very enlightened. Matter of fact, there was a doctor strike in Israel a number of years ago, and the death rate went down 25% during the doctor strike. They also did this other study I read about people that did and did not go to a hospital with a certain disease, diseases, and they found out there was no difference in the amount of cure rate. People that didn't go to a doctor or hospital were cured just as much as those that went. Now, there are exceptions. Sometimes if you have something where there's particular skill in the medical society, they can do something that will
actually help.
So, okay. Is it time to go? Okay, so we'll continue this. We're going to have we're going to do some group work this afternoon. That's going to be fun and interesting. And so I wanted to plant those seeds in us that we want to have that attitude of doing everything we can to help ourselves. If we're willing to do that, then you can have miracles happen in your life. Okay, thank you.